Hello, we absolutely thumped Rangers today, destroyed them. 1-0, doing no justice. This is a Celtic Underground podcast extra with the views of Brendan Rodgers following the game.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Today was 1-0 going on 4 or 5. Hitting the bar, hitting the post umpteen times, and some saves from McGregor. It was another woefully abject performance by Willie Collum. There was the incredible aspect of Morelos getting a talking to on his fourth challenge, where he just looked at Aya and then turned around to hit him. Collum went over and did that over theatrical thing that referees do to symbolise to the supporters that he's telling the player that this is the last time he's going to warn him before he books him. So the next time the ball was hoofed up the park by McGregor in their long ball tactics, Morelos fouled the Celtic player, Willie Collum ran over and did the same thing over again. And if you want to know the consequences of bad refereeing, the booking of Scott Brown was wholly down to bad refereeing, because he patently lost patience with how many times Lafferty was going to foul Lustig from one of McGregor's hoofs up the park in the other direction, and finally went round and fouled Lafferty. So bad refereeing can cause a whole lot of problems. Anyway, we won the game. Actually, it made it all the more sweeter that we won the game, despite Collum's attempts at cheating. Anyway, enough of me. This is Brendan Rodgers, and then we will say good night and God bless. So Brendan will just finish it. Good night.
Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey! Yeah, I've always come into these games and tried to ensure that players have a calmness in order for us to play well, and yeah, first and foremost, to have a chance of winning, you have to perform, and I thought we performed exceptionally well. I think Alan McGregor's made some outstanding saves along with the crossbar. It probably kept the scoreline down a little bit, but it's a huge credit to the players, you know, how we had to defend, you know, any moments of danger. We were pressing really aggressive and worked our socks off, which you have to do. It's an obligation in the game. And then you've seen the composure we had with the ball in order to stay patient, to move it and create opportunities. So yeah, it was an outstanding win for us, but equally a very, very good performance.
On Olivier and Cham, obviously a great counter-attacking goal, but man of the match, and imagine the result in your eyes for his performance today.
Yeah, I thought we had a host of really good players today. I thought Dedric Boyata was outstanding. You know, anything that comes into the box, defended it, saw the back four goalkeeper, very good. Like you say, the team functioned very well. Positions on the pitch was good. But he's a real talent, Olivier. You've seen his power, you see his passing ability, and then his speed to get up on the counter-attack to finish it off. Great goal. He's still got to travel 65, 70 yards up the pitch, but how he worked the ball, worked the space, and then for him to finish, it was a very good goal.
You see, with the celebrations at the end, does it just mean that a wee bit more with everything that's happening and on going into that international break as well? Is it just a sense that?
No, I think that we do it every game. It doesn't matter who we play. I think it's always clear. We always appreciate the support, win, lose, or draw here. Of course, these games are extra special for the supporters, and you know, I have to congratulate them. I thought the atmosphere was incredible today. It was a real, you know, wall of noise that was, you know, going around the stadium. So they'll be happy, and players are happy, and of course I'm delighted with the performance.
What was your take on the alleged foul in the build-up to the winning goal?
No, I didn't see it as a foul. I thought the ball came out of the box, and both of them have come together. There wasn't a lot of contact from both, really. And I think what's most important is the referee. You know, Wally's right on the spot, so he sees it. You still have a lot of work to do when you're breaking away, but how we broke away and got the goal was very impressive.
Stevens just said there that he thinks the gap is perhaps narrower than last season, and he expects it to be even narrower again come December. What's your take? Do you think the two teams are closer together now?
I think that, like you will do as a coach, And as a manager, you expect as the season goes on for your team to improve. So Stephen will expect his team to be better, and I'll expect my team to be better. But I think what we showed today was the, as I said, the spirit, which is very clear in the team, but also the quality. And the guys took the opportunity very, very well. But there's no doubt that Stephen going in there, he's made a difference to them. As I said, it's a real treacherous period, this period of the season up in Scotland. So but he's brought in some good players. You can see the good tactical discipline in the game, and he's done very, very well.
Were you surprised at the end of the
match that Conor McGregor remained on the pitch? I haven't seen it, so I've got nothing to add to.
After losing Moose on Friday night, Brendan, was it important to get the result today?
I think it's the sort of whole episode really was disappointing, really. You know, and I'll say a bit on it, and then that'll be it then, because it's obviously been very much one way. I think that, like I say, I had a really close relationship with Musa. Enticed him to come to here with a plan going forward. And he was desperate for the move, of course. We wanted to try and keep him because we didn't have another option. But then there was a line that was overstepped from a behaviour perspective. And I've been in the situations enough times to know whether you can pull it back or not. And like I say, I needed to speak to Moose, and I had a few other senior members of my staff with me. And I just asked him, you know, can you tell the guys and me in the room here that you received promises from me or any member of Celtic? And he was very clearly and categorically said no. So once he said that, that was fine then. I said, you can now go if you can get the move. Because as I said, there's a lot of integrity here within our staff, with our team and how we work. And I understand the model here at Celtic very much about these talents coming in. You develop them and then you move them on. So, but it was, as I said, there was a lot of stuff that was said which was not so nice and ironically not true. So, but listen, Moose has got his move. He's back. He's happy. Deep down, I know he's a good boy. He's done great for us here, and I wish him all the very best at Leon.
You're left a striker down though, Brendan. Yeah. How much of a problem is that for you?
Well, I have to deal with it. I think the bigger picture is always, I always think of that. I think of Celtic, I think of the squad, I think of the spirit within the team. I've got young Ryan Christie, you know, there's opportunities for him now. Like you say, we're down a striker, but I'll always protect the mentality of the group. And like I say, we've got other young players that can come in and come through. And like I say, I'm looking forward to that coaching element now between now and the end of December, as opposed to talking about transfers.
Brendan, given that was all unfolding on Friday, was this a particularly difficult game to prepare for?
No. It was very easy. It was very easy. I think that, like I say, you have to park the stuff that was going on. And like I say, after it all happened, I worked closely with all the players, in particular my senior players, and I pulled them into my office and explained exactly where we were at. And they respected that. And then we walk out of the room and we get on with it. And I think you see in the performance today, you know, the spirit of the team and as well as that quality. So so it can be an exciting season for us again. And like I say, we deserve a rest now. Some of the players will be international duty, but we'll come back and really look to push on between now and Christmas.
Brendan, you said you didn't have cover for Moussa Dembele to get someone in. Do you feel let down by the board, and will you be having a chat with them over things that you maybe thought were promises in your side?
No, I didn't want to go down all that route again. You know, it was very clear it should have been a simple summer for us in terms of getting in three, maximum four players that we wanted. It didn't happen. Okay, we've got some other players in, good players that'll come in and help us. We'll have a review like we always do, so there's nothing new. We'll sit and we'll look at it and then we'll push on with the rest of the season.
Can I jump on? Is talks have been uncertainty and speculation about Boyata and Ncham. Do their performances today give you hope and encouragement that you can move forward and put that episode and the uncertainty behind you?
Yeah, I think again that's management. That's your job. You know, you can't let these things drift. You know, there was big interest in Olivier, and obviously with Dedrick as well. But again, you sit down, you talk with the players, you look at the pathway forward for them. I'm sure, you know, that they're going to leave at some point. But then you have to be able to put them in a mindset that so that they see that this is still an opportunity for them, and then they will move on in the future. So, and I think you've seen both players' performance. Dedrick Boyata was, you know, he was outstanding today, and that's a shame for us in the Champions League. You know, however, it's gone. He was great today, and he'll help us for the rest of the season. And Olivier was first class.
Was that a concern at all, Brendan, going into a game as important as this, that, you know, the Dembele situation didn't affect the spirit? You've talked a lot about the spirit, but he's got friends in there, there are alliances he's formed. Does it become a concern as the manager, am I going to be able to bring this back together?
Yeah, it can be, Keith. I think I think the communication is important. You know, with the players, there's only three things I promised them. And I said it in the first day I come in, and I said to every new player, my communication is open. That's the first point. I'm never going to tell you something in 6 months that I can tell you now. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's entirely up to you. In the modern game, now, sometimes pride can get hurt, but my communication is always open. I'll always guarantee them and promise them quality in the work. I think hopefully they'll develop as individual players. And the third thing, I'm fiercely ambitious. I'm ambitious for the club to have success, and I'm ambitious for them. Their careers are short, so I want to help them. Apart from that, I can't promise them anything. They need a different manager. But those three things I can guarantee. So it's the case, like I say, of managing that. It's a difficult situation. It's a delicate one. But like you say, you have to communicate, and very quickly we pull in the players. They understand how we want to develop, and like I say, you've seen the performance today, how the intensity and the quality of the work. So, so now we can move on.
Turning a situation like that into your advantage, almost you can use it as a shot in the arm to help galvanise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I've always seen, like I say, these type of games as opportunities. You know, and the players took the opportunity very well.
Okay.
Enjoy your internet. How hot is it in here?
The disruption of this past week and the dominance in this derby game, probably the most dominant derby game you've had since you've managed, that showed the mentality of the players?
Yeah, I think it showed the togetherness. And like you say, it was a very good performance. But I expect us to improve. You know, we've got a couple of other players in that'll help the squad. And like you say, I think what we've seen the identity of the team today under big pressure. Like we've seen in other games, whether it's been Ibrox or Hampden, whatever. And I think that's shone through there, the quality of the football and the spirit of the team. So, very happy with the result, of course. Now, I'll have a break for a little while and we'll be back again in a few weeks. Well done. Cheers. Thank you.